We did a good job of getting traffic in front in that game, in both games actually.
Yeah, and again, I want to credit Chris and Dallas for the job they're doing on that power play. We have a philosophy of how we want to do it, and they're doing a good job of getting their guys prepared and ready to play in the hockey game.
So we're leading 2-1 at that point. We're still in the first period. That came at the 12:59 mark. Mark Ock and Brent Baltus get the assist on that power play goal. Mark Ock then scores a goal himself at the 15:41 mark.
And now worked up the ice by the Dutchman. The Huskies will get it right back. And across the line comes Gillies. Gillies will try to find it. Sends it over. Mark Ock walks in. Shoots. Scores!
We talked to Mark Ock after the game about that, how much he likes to hang on to the puck and pass it off instead of shoot, but there was so much traffic in front. We figured before he even shot that he would take that shot.
Yeah, and how good was he?
He was so good.
His turnovers, you know, the thing where he got in a little bit of trouble last year was in the turnover portion of it. And he's really being conscious of that. He's taking it at the right times and making great decisions. And he's really... Our defense, I think, is playing great hockey for the youth of it and the experience of it. Mark Ock is absolutely playing off the charts, in my opinion.
12-10, the shots in the first period in favor of Michigan Tech. That was the only period, I believe, all weekend that we outshot the opponent, but we lead at that point 3-1. We go into the second period, Coach, and Joel Esperance gets his second of the season.
Left in the period, Union has done a much better job here in the second period. And cleared up for Michigan Tech. Coming in is Gould. Gould is in. Pass, Jeff scores! Gould Esperance with the goal and a nice feed by Gavin Gould right at the doorstep. And Michigan Tech capitalizing on a Union mistake again. Huskies go up 4-1.
Still trying to play back in my mind exactly what happened there that allowed us to get past the defense like that was, I guess, do you have an idea on that, Coach?
Well, I think we anticipated the play and just were able to spark up and get it. Opportunity where Gavin made a great play and created some time and space for himself to make a play, and Joel went hard to the net.
And Joel is so big, he's got that long reach, and Gavin put it right on the tape. Jake Lucchini also gets an assist on that goal. So the Huskies now are up 4-1 after the second period. We get outshot in that period 15-5. Was that at all? Was it that lopsided, do you think, Coach? It didn't seem like that lopsided as far as
well. What it was, they began to put a lot of pucks into our home base area. Ironically, in this game, we felt like we kind of, I mean, we weren't thrilled with the way we played especially in the third period. But in reality, when we did the scoring chances, we outchanced them 16-15 in the game. So we brought our scoring chances down against, from the weekend before against, Wisconsin. But we did have we outchanced them 10-2 in the first. So in the last two periods, we only generated 6 scoring chances, where they generated 13.
Huskies leading 4-1 going into the third period. You would think that would feel pretty safe, but it didn't at all. And then Josh Kosak gets is the benefit of a pretty good bounce off of Michigan Tech block to make it a 2-goal game.
Lestrance comes up with the puck, clears it, but not out. Back to the point in front, right to the goal, and they score. Knocked down in front by the Huskies, and it just laid there, and no chance for anybody. And the Union back in this game on a goal here in the third period.
Then they make it a 1-goal game with Anthony Rinaldi's second.
Rinaldi brings it up the center ice, across the Michigan Tech line, chance for the Dutchman down low, in front, bouncing puck, they score! Oh, what a play by Union, going tape to tape to tape, and it's a 1-goal game.
That was a pretty play, that second goal in that third period.
It was a great play. They had great vision. But after that, what I was happy with was we reviewed that goal for an offsides play. It was close. We reviewed it, but it gave us time to talk to the team a little bit. And I was really proud of the way we refocused. You know, we didn't lose that game, which is fortunate. We played, you know, we actually, in the last after that goal, that 4-3 goal, we tightened up, and it was much better effort on our part from that point on. But it gave us an opportunity without losing a game to really grow and learn from it, which I think we did on for Saturday night's game. And part of it was we don't want to play where we're just giving the puck back, you know, where we're playing with the lead and trying to just protect it. We want to continue to play the way that we're playing, and we want to get back to the way we're playing in the first period, which is dominating good ice and not playing so much in support ice and things like that. And we got away from that in that hockey game where we just started playing, pushing the puck up the wall, and now the boards are working against us, and aggressive forecheck is working against us. So it was a learning opportunity for us as a team, and I was really proud of the way our guys adjusted and settled down and got back into control.
Maybe the biggest goal of the weekend, the next one coming up here with Joe L'Esperance, able to put into a half-empty net after a pretty good rush from the side by Jake Lucchini.
As far as it got, now Lucchini with it, trying to drive to the net, gets it there, shot, scores! L'Esperance with a goal! A great drive to the goal by Lucchini, and the puck caromed out to L'Esperance, and he buried it into the open net. A huge goal for Michigan Tech, and L'Esperance is second of the game.
It actually didn't carom off of it. It was a fan. I believe Luch fanned on it.
Yeah, right place, right time. Luch is a great hockey player that plays the game with his head up. Puck bounced a little bit on him when he was trying to. He attacked the net hard out of a scrum, which is something we're trying to really get accomplished within our game. And he was going to pull the trigger on it, and it slid off his stick and went over. And it was a perfect pass. It looked like a great pass from the bench, but it actually, like you said, it kind of caromed off his stick, but it went right in the great spot, and Joe was in the right spot and tapped it in the open net.
What I'm seeing, Coach, and from the team is that when opportunities like that come up, we're burying the puck. I mean, we're taking advantage, even if we only have a couple of opportunities, we seem to be scoring on those opportunities.
Yeah, and again, I think we're trying to do things the right way. We're trying to have good formations and interchanging of positions and not have guys standing around. We're trying to get into good ice areas to make things happen. So when you're doing that, good things happen. And we're right now, you know, we're being blessed with some results from some of the work that the guys are doing.
So we scored. We had 12 shots in the first period, 5 in the second. Only 3 we were credited for in the third period. We get a total of 20. They outshoot us 38-20. We win the game 6-3 with the empty netter by Jake Jackson. I mean, all the stats, you know, as far as on the charts and everything, seemed like it should have been the other way, but it wasn't. We won the game.
But again, there, you know, the shots were not, you know, 15 shots, whatever you said in the second period, but we had them for 5 scoring chances. So I think we had them for the scoring chances were 5-3 in the second period. So it was relatively even in the period. And then what happened was special teams started getting involved there as well in the second period. There were part where, you know, we were killing several times and things like that. And then in the third period, I think we had them at 6-2, the scoring chances. So they were pushing. They had their best players on the ice all the time. They had a couple power play. So all in all, not bad, but it did give us a chance to learn some things, and our guys showed great resilience. We pushed back at them, you know, these are good hockey teams. You know, these aren't patsies that we're playing. We have to, you know, make sure that we realize that they're good hockey teams, that you know, we're the underdogs in these games right now. So our guys played extremely well. We're all gaining confidence as a unit, as a group, and so, you know, I'm proud. We're learning. Our guys are learning. They're studying the game, so we're looking forward to moving ahead. There's still gonna be bumps along the road. There's gonna be personality issues along the road, but as a group right now, we're heading in a good direction.
We held Union 0-3 on the power play, so the penalty kill looked pretty good. We did give up 7 power play shots, but, you know, Packy played well in net, and the 4 guys in front of them, when they were out there, played well.
Yeah, and if anybody were to watch that power play work the week before against BU, which is what we prepped off of, they were dominant.
Yeah, they scored their first goal.
They were dominant. They could have had 5 on the power play. They were absolutely, both units were incredible. So I really credit our penalty killing unit for the job that they did in that game. That was the difference, I think.
All right, so the final score in that semifinal matchup, it was Michigan Tech 6, Union 3, and the Huskies 1-3 on the power play with 5 power play shots. Union 0-3 on the man advantage with 7 power play shots. Jabe Kupski, great goaltender, made 14 saves, though, in that contest on 20 shots, or actually 19 shots, and one of them was an empty net goal. Patrick Munson, solid in goal for Michigan Tech, 35 saves on 38 shots. He looked really good in that Friday night game.
Yeah, he's been playing well, he's been practicing well, so he's given us stability and a chance to win in the games that he's played.
All right, we'll take a look at the championship game against the host team, Minnesota Duluth, that took place on Saturday night. When we come back, it's all part of the Joe Schaan Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Stock up on all your favorite snacks and beverages at Morty's Gas Station and Convenience Store in downtown Lake Linden. Check out Morty's walk-in cooler for all your favorite adult beverages. Morty's.